to go to Nico's?
I wanted to ask you guys where that place... I was going to call Matt and ask him, where is Nico's Tacos? Because if you sing it after Freedub.
It's on Newport Avenue, Ocean Beach, right up the street from the OBP.
Okay, I know where you're talking about now.
Arizonians, come out here. Please enjoy the tacos.
Right on. Do you guys... Kyle, where do you play when you're there? And... Where do you play usually when you're local in your own neck of the woods? Kyle? I think we lost Kyle now.
Local! I'm here!
Is anybody on this line besides
local.
Us? Is anyone here?
Beep! That thing.
Okay, I'm personally going to... Kyle?
Kyle, she's running it.
Hey.
Chef, this is Kyle. Hello?
All right. Hi, Kyle.
This is Kyle. I want to fill the ocean with concrete. Put an end to this.
Hey, I think that's a good idea.
To stop the madness. No more oceans.
Sure.
No more surfing. No more surf music.
Wow.
I want to wash my hair with concrete.
And who is this again?
I want to drink concrete.
Really?
Who
is this?
You boost the volume, turn up the volume,
you pump up the volume.
Who is, who is this?
This is Kyle.
Okay, Kyle.
Sorry, wait, this is Vicky.
I was going to say, that does not sound like Kyle, because I actually know his voice.
Something's going on. I think it's the phone.
Which one of you guys set himself on fire on purpose? That's what I want to know.
That was at a slightly stupid show. Hey.
What's up?
What's up, Kyle?
What's up? I'll tell you what's up.
Yeah, go ahead, Dickie. You're not Kyle.
Dickhead.
Oh, Dickie.
Doggone it.
See, I figured you out at this point because I actually knew Kyle.
I think it's in my mouth.
Oh, is this Dickie from the Ziggins?
Yeah.
What's up? This is Kyle, brother.
Hey, Captain. What are you doing?
I'm chilling. What are you doing?
Oh, well, you know what? It's funny you should ask. I'm polishing my dog.
Oh, my God.
He was asking for it.
He's chilling, huh?
You should see her big bulbous eyes.
She's having a good time then.
So I went to go chase the dog, and you know when you're like chasing something and you're bending down to pick it up and you end up kicking it?
Hey, like a dog.
You have to chase it even harder.
Great.
That's my dog. My dog's
lovely. Girlfriend.
What's your dog's name?
My dog is Devin. Devin Deke Shire.
He's a very
you can
smart
also
dog.
Call him, yeah, you can call him
spell
Zeke.
That.
Hey, I have a question for Dickie.
D-Dog.
Hey, Dickie. I heard an announcement on the Ziggins hotline about someone getting a horse tranquilizer stuck in their drink so they couldn't play a show in Santa Monica. Is that true?
That's the official rumor.
Oh, no, no. Well, I don't know exactly what happened. We're suspecting foul play. I think somebody flipped somebody a Mickey.
Right. That happened to me before at the Jody Foster Army show here in Phoenix.
But for one, I'll tell you what. I can say this. It wasn't
she was better
this time. That's all I can say. Otherwise, I'll have to,
And didn't some equipment break down as well? And it was just a total...
That was tonight.
God,
man.
What is there, like, a space shuttle tracking us or something?
Well, no, I did a lot of research for
We're
a month
sitting outside
for this
your
show.
House, honey.
I'm a professional, and if I'm going to bring you guys up here, I'm going to know what I can know. And
see the van across the street?
See?
With the antenna sticking out the top?
No, actually, I spoke with Bert after the show back
Bert
in... Back in Boston's in Phoenix, or I'm sorry, Tempe.
On the van.
And he wrote something bizarre in my Pomona Lisa cover.
What was
I
that?
I still can't understand it. I have no clue.
What did it say?
It said, hope to go somewhere. I didn't understand.
And he did. He went somewhere. It was great.
I didn't understand what he was talking about.
She went somewhere, too. It wasn't the same place.
And I've had many people, you know, try to figure out, what does that say?
I know what it means, unfortunately. Says a lot.
But no, I had a great time at that show, actually. You guys came.
I have no answers for
who was at the street scene in San Diego that saw you win that watch?
I don't know. I think maybe it was a guy from Filibuster, but I don't know if he's even still here.
Okay, roll call. Filibuster. Okay. Ziggins?
Yes.
Hey, slightly stupid? Corny dog dog?
On a pogo stick. What was that?
It was us hanging up on you.
Is Z-Man still here?
There ain't nobody here but us.
You know what? Z-Man's newlywed, so he's probably taking care of
business. He's getting a blowjob.
Now, what is... Hang on,
Grandma,
hold on,
man. We've got just too much chaos in the house tonight.
Yeah, we
got
to take you on hold there for a minute, guys, so don't continue to say stuff that's so profound right now because you're not on the air.
No, I think we're listening to the new Long Beach Dub All-Stars right now. You guys, that's not even out in the stores yet, is it?
They're not on the air, sweetie.
Oh, there's no one on the air?
It's just us. Oh, down to four. We got four callers that we're hopefully going to get back. Woo!
Yeah, that would be really
okay,
nice.
Okay, caller number one. Your name is? This is Betty. She lives in Northern South... Anyway. She's a homemaker. She builds
homes. My measurements are 14, 45, 14.
All right, what is that?
There's
a lockdown number.
Richard.
It's what?
Are you guys having fun tonight? Are you guys, like, out at least, like, totally kicking back?
We put a stop to that.
Yeah, actually, I'm making myself hamburger cocktails.
Wow, I've never heard of hamburger cocktails.
Is that like vodka and cornflakes?
It gives you the runs.
Because you have to run and get some more.
The weight is worthwhile.
Really? You are a sick son of a bitch. I love you. Will you marry me?
Takes you about 14 pounds of hamburger and about 14 hours.
A real cow.
You gotta let the hamburger sit in the sun for a good little while. And I'll tell you what, it'll tear the ass out of you.
But I don't have a donkey.
Oh my God. Are you sure this isn't dog food you're talking about?
When you're riding around dog in the dog band with the rest of the band, they really appreciate it. I mean, they're buying air fresheners and diapers.
You got friends,
dude.
Oh,
my God. Hey, you know what? That sounds similar to the story I heard in that Stories Tells Lies and Exaggerations about Denny's. Something about... letting the plumbing out at the door of Denny's out of somebody's tour bus. You guys there?
They're not guilty.
Are you going to admit to that here on the air? Or we just have to...
Denny's loved
do
it.
Do we all just have to go to the video?
That's all about code of the road. If somebody wants to tell something on a video, and that's their problem. But as far as I'm concerned, we're perfect angels.
It sounds like it.
Hell's angels.
You guys are obviously choir boys.
That's City of
right.
Los Angeles.
You know what? We jump in our pants just like everyone else.
You're sick. Put your pants on one
you
arm at a time.
You guys are a lot of fun, that's for sure. Whenever I've been at any Skunk Records show, I've had a blast. I've never been let down.
Naked.
What's that?
You always see somebody get naked.
Exactly.
That's Z girl.
No, that's not true.
Well, she doesn't get naked anymore. We don't pay her enough.
No, not anymore. In the past.
That's me now with tequila.
That's before I was a professional.
Me plus tequila equals nudity. Figure it out, boys. Buy me drinks all night long.
I did, sadly. That's kind of a sore subject. I'm going to go cry now.
Why? Why are you going to go whack off?
You
I mean, cry.
You should be standing on stage naked. That's wrong.
I said something about a stage. I'm talking about the parking lot at Denny's.
Well, whatever.
Talking about the bus.
Getting on the van, exactly.
All I got to say is this. The measurement's 14, 44, 14. You want to see that naked?
I have no idea what you're saying. Are you talking about width, circumference, weeks, what?
Weak sticks?
Well, look, strangely enough, I'm standing right in front of the mirror, buck naked, and I'm telling you, I'm about ready to throw up, and I don't know if it's the hamburger cocktails or the measurements. Horrible.
Oh, my goodness. This is...
Well, it's certainly not the music, sweetie.
Has anyone ever flossed their teeth with a hammer? Is that...
I would think that's going to hurt you. Hey, I think we've got Kickdown right now.
Kickdown finally. Damn it.
You guys know... You know Flonzel Danger?
No, not
we
personally,
hate him.
No.
No, she's... I don't know.
She's being mean.
Danger. He wrote this song right now, Kickdown, with
Johnny Danger's
Opie.
Brother.
Oh!
Opie. Yeah.
I know that song.
What's up with that?
Sing it.
Sing it, baby.
You do?
Go
Tell
ahead.
Us. Go
Get
for it.
It.
Let's sing along.
Everybody hold hands.
Hey, now I want to know what's up with the... are you Ziggins doing any more shows coming up?
I want to wait for those to sing. Who's going to sing
for
us?
We're playing the Bargain Music Record Release Party.
Where's that?
Where's that?
That's going to be at the Foothill on October 15th.
Oh, in Long Beach?
Yeah, in Long Beach.
Okay.
Capitalize Ziggins and Bargain Music.
Okay, I actually...
There's a hill in Long Beach? That there's a foot of a hill in
Foothill.
Long Beach?
Yeah.
God, I'm lost.
Foothill.
Hey, who's that?
Start for the cops. It's Josh.
Josh, hey.
Josh,
doing,
from
man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Top notch.
Who are you doing?
Josh.
Josh, we're asking, well, are you the newcomer here, Josh?
I don't know.
You got your mouth in Elvis there, or what?
Me and Chris are hanging out.
Oh, is that the dog?
No, Fifi's the dog.
Fifi's the dog. Elvis.
Exactly. How are you hanging out?
Elvis is the perfectly accommodating couch.
All right.
Has the holes in
he's
all
a
the
velvet
right
Elvis.
Places. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Dickie, is Conyers there?
What's that?
Is Conyers there, or is he still on tour?
Conyers is still on tour.
Hi, it's me, Conyers.
That's our drummer. He's driving around in a van.
I'm sure
he lost them, but they might still be right behind him.
Hey, do you know how to tell when your drummer's at the door?
No.
Because the knock speeds up and slows down with consistency.
No, that's the bass player.
Oh, the drummer hung up. Sorry.
Oh, somebody hung up.
Now, who have we left? Jeez.
Who are you?
I'm a
roll call. Who's in the house?
Eight.
We're going to fade you guys out, so please talk loudly. Yeah, we're just kidding you. We can't hear you all now. We have to pull you down for a minute, and that way he can use the phone that I told him not to use and use the other phone, but that's okay because I'm not in there.
Just hold on for
a minute. Be patient and hang up.
Wait a moment here.
Are you guys bleeping the vulgarity, or do you guys have a very special radio
station?
We've
got a special radio station, and I'll tell you what, you'll find that out when you get it on the web and also when it's syndicated awesome. Across this country.
And when we stalk you on your tour. Come see you on your tour.
Hey, whatever.
Please stalk us.
I still want to meet Z-Man, and I think he
really
hung up on me.
Or not. I don't care. Hey, so you're not on the web yet, so we cannot dial you up.
You are on the web.
You are.
You will
thanks
be.
To Chris Watson.
Is Chris here?
Nope.
I think Chris got pushed.
Chris is right here, actually.
Oh, Chris is here. So we're going to do an encore presentation on the web with us.
Where did Chris go? Yeah, with the Vaseline. Actually, we should do screaming audio instead of streaming audio. I might get there faster because I don't know the computer.
So, do we have any questions for particular?
Yeah, it's Jack.
Where's my keys?
Well, I would actually like to know. I want to ask you guys something about Skunk, the name itself.
The hamburger,
okay?
14 pounds.
Questions.
Why not?
Because.
Is it a secret?
I don't really know.
He doesn't know the answer.
Okay.
Give a break, man.
Jeez, I just wanted to know if that has to do with skunk weed or if it has to do with Pepe Le Pew or what.
Dead skunk in the middle of the road.
What is the deal with that?
We don't like to shower.
Oh,
that's the wrong Jeremy friendship. I get it now. Do you shave your back? No, I'm just kidding. $50 in a buffet get you too?
Your toes where that hair all shows up. I'm sure you all understand. You're from
Arizona,
right?
I haven't seen your toes, sweetie. Sorry.
Hey, anyway. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I am no way from Arizona, and I'm moving on out in a couple weeks to Mira Mesa, California.
She'll be homeless out there, too.
No, I already have
them. Hey, which one of you guys wants to win her tonight? It's the door prize.
Here comes.
No one.
Who wants to be a hooter?
I guess I'm a door prize this evening, according to my host. I don't know.
We'll auction her off next week.
KT is calling.
Pick me.
Pick me. Okay.
Which one are you? Let's go.
You're the winner.
Woo.
Whoever all the rest of you are losers.
Wins.
Oh, okay. So who won?
Dickie.
Hi, Dickie. Pick me.
Oh, Dickie, the guitarist. I met you briefly the other week, so yeah, you'll do just fine.
Are you...
excellent.
So you
maybe
know
I'll
this
take
guy.
A shower.
Yeah, I do know who he is, but
she'll
might be
you.
A problem. Yeah,
she'll help you. She'll wash your back.
I'll just take
hey,
you
do
to the lake.
Single people have dirty backs. Anyway,
we're getting a little bit.
Bring an apple, lady. I've heard that's good fun.
By yourself or with a friend?
The pain is awesome.
She likes it.
Now you guys need to share with us. Everything you can about what it's like to be in
you.
A band and have fun. You guys must have the best times because I tell you what, I value. Okay, we got KT in the house.
Yeah, I'm in my.
Is that Katie
house.
Lang?
I'm not in your
in
house,
house,
but I'm in a
no,
house.
No, it's K-Tel. He produces records.
K-Tel Disco.
It's like that, but it's K-Tel. It's not like the John Travolta era of K-Tel. It's
not the guy from the
style.
Funk Junkies. Then
is that the toy company?
No, that's
oh, that's Mattel. Never mind.
Well, tell us what are you up to these days? What's your deal? So what have you
trying
produced?
To make the world safe for the Ziggins and for Filibuster.
He's living in L.A.
That's
are you a security guard?
What's that?
Are you a security guard?
I am, but I'm not in L.A.
Guardian angel. Where are you?
I realize that people from Arizona think that L.A. is actually one small place.
No, I lived in L.A. during the riots. Thank
All
you.
All right, I live in Orange County.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Do you live in Fullerton?
Nobody actually lives in Orange County.
All right.